How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Oh, it is lovely to see Susie today.
Well, we haven't seen each other in bloody ages.
Yeah, because you had Sri Lanka.
I had Old Lanks, which is lovely.
And then I had my little trip to America.
To La La Land.
LA Land. And then...
We've both been very busy. We haven't stopped working.
So we have much to celebrate and be thankful. Hashtag thankful for.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed, I would say, yeah. Susie, you've had a wonderful weekend. Tell the listeners what you've been doing.
This weekend I shot a new TV show for Dave, which is called The Ultimate Warrior.
Very impressive.
That will be out later this year.
Susie smashed it.
Also... really, quite excitingly, I shot a one-hour stand-up special for the BBC.
Yeah!
And I didn't fuck it up! Yay!
Of course you didn't, dear.
I was so worried I was going to.
Funny, isn't it, how we worry about those things?
Yeah, really funny. So it's the show that I took to the Edinburgh Festival. It's the TV show is called Live from the BBC, and there's a small group of us, I think there's five or maybe six, that have their whole shows shot. So I had to do I did 75 minutes of material, so it's my show and a little bit more. And I have done the show a lot. I've done it. I'm just about to start the tour. I'm just about to do the Soho run. And, I mean, the night before, all I could think was, I don't know it.
That's
I don't
so
know the
funny.
Show. I wrote
isn't
the
that
show.
Funny?
I don't know the show.
Done
I can't remember
it. A million
it.
Times.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it, how that naturally creeps. Do you think everybody has that? I suppose they
I think do. So. I think, I don't know, there are some people, aren't there, that are so confident that you think, oh my God, how do you, how are you not absolutely terrified all of the time?
Is it a switch you can just flip and you just go, well, I'm going to decide to not, I mean, I haven't found that switch, but
I guess some people, but I think, do you know what, I think it's psychopaths.
Yeah.
Or is it sociopaths or psychopaths?
The ones who don't have feelings.
Yeah, or the ones that don't care what people think.
Yeah.
Because, like, surely everyone does a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't know. But anyway, Susie, you smashed it. So this is
great.
Well,
it was all lovely and it will be out. They put, like, a half an hour special out on BBC Three. I think maybe there's a... It gets shown on BBC Two as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will go on to BBC Worldwide and people can watch it wherever they like. And so I'll
is
be...
Is that right?
Yeah.
It has an international. That's great.
Yeah. So it will be all over the shop. And so, but don't you worry, guys. I will be banging on about it until every bloody last one of you have watched it.
Bloody
watched
it.
But Tom, may we quickly just talk about your... Well, I mean, we all know, don't we? Let's be honest, dear listener. We all
what
know in the last... 12 months, Tom Allen's career has skyrocketed.
Oh, that's
and
very
rightly
generous
so.
Thing.
Rightly
very,
bloody
well,
so.
I've been busy. I've been very
You've
hashtag,
been hashtag blessed.
Hashtag busy. Hashtag
but,
blessed.
But there's like maybe the biggest clang we've ever had on the podcast history. I'm going to say it. Look, so shoot me. I'm going to come out. I'm going to say
in
it.
All different forms.
I think it's one of the biggest clangs we've ever had.
Oh, Sue.
Tom
thank you.
Is the host of
co-host.
The new co-host of the new series of Bake Off the Professionals. I mean...
Oh, well...
That's big news, Tom.
It was lovely news to get. I got it while I was away, actually.
Oh, in La La Land.
So, yeah, it was
how
a nice
lovely.
Feeling
yeah,
to be
wonderful.
Away and have that. It was very nice. And I'd done a sort of screen test for it, and I hadn't heard back, so I thought, oh, they've got another direction.
Mm.
And then to hear that I was invited to participate was very heartening. So I was... I was very thrilled, and then we started last week, and it's been a lot of fun, and we're sort of tucked away in a lovely location, and the team has been lovely, Liam is lovely, I think it's going to be a really fun show.
No, just, I know we're not allowed to talk about it too much.
Well, it's very top secret. But
it's very top secret because of our dear listeners, because you've been here since the beginning, when literally no one knew who the fuck we were, and you cared then. But, so it's professional bakers that are...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the format of the show. It's like
the top bakers.
Yeah, it's like the Great British Bake Off, and it's the same. It's made by the same people, but it's called Bake Off the Professionals, and so it basically involves people who are professional pâtissiers. That gets used to
a lot. How much weight do you think you'll put on over the course of the series?
Well, I'm very anxious about it because I just try not to have any carbs at any other time. But when there's cakes around, it's very difficult not to have a little.
You're off carbs except when there's carbs around, aren't you? That's the general rule.
Luckily, a lot of the things being made are without carbs, so that's great news, as you can imagine.
Great news.
But so it's been delicious fun, and I'm hosting it with Liam Charles from the last series of Bake Off.
Just so cute.
Oh,
he's
adorable.
So sweet. Yeah,
he's
lovely boy.
Really lovely. Now, he's the adorable one in the two of us.
And you're the...
mean one.
Bitchy queen. No, I'm joking. So, can I ask, though? So,
yes.
We were texting on the first day, on your first day of filming.
Yes.
And how nervous were you for your first sort of bit? Did you really want to get that first bit done so that you felt...
Well, it was funny because I found this recently. I've not been sleeping that well. You've often had problems with sleep.
I've often had problems with sleep. Rain sounds, guys. It's all about the rain sounds.
Does that help?
Oh, my God. It changes my life.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. Just noise.
Can I ask you a personal question?
I do sometimes have sex. Sure.
Sure.
Clang.
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 Guys, there's a clang in itself. More clang I can't have. Anyway, but the rain sound, if you're sharing a bed with someone, how do they feel about that?
They don't mind it.
Then, or do you put it in earphones? What do you do?
No, I play it out. Also, the way that you said that makes it sound like there's like a harem of women that are on rotation.
Well, no.
My girlfriend doesn't mind it at all, no.
Fine.
Or we listen to the clunking of a train.
The clunking of a train. That's lovely, like you're on the Orient Express. Hopefully
murder.
Without the murders.
She doesn't mind it at all.
Nice.
But I only have it on for half an hour because I found...
Oh, you put it on
I mean, again, probably being way too personal. I found if I keep it on all night, I get up needing a wee.
Hello.
Because of the
rain sounds.
Yeah,
I get
up more in the night for a week. So there's like a podcast that you can get that's just half an hour. Oh, God, now I'm plugging podcasts on our podcast. We've become meta.
Oh, eating ourselves. I mean, if only. But
So you were finding it hard to sleep.
I found it quite hard to sleep. So I sort of, and they, you know, you start early.
Yeah, of course. Really early starts.
Really early starts, which is kind of unusual for me.
Yeah, so, but for the bakers, they're always up early.
They're up early. They work
That's
very
they
hard.
Do.
They're not like, you know, comics. Start work in the evening after dinner. I felt like it was all sort of a bit of a dream, really. But it was really lovely. I can't say how lovely the team have been. Everybody who works on it is so nice, and they really make it very friendly and lovely.
And I'm sure you're doing a brilliant job, and I can't wait for it. Do you know when it's going out yet?
It's going out, I'm not exactly sure, but it won't be
a few
long.
Few months' time.
Yeah, it'll be like springtime,
we'll
I think.
We'll obviously be plugging the fuck out of it on here.
I mean, you know, like, it's so... Do you find this, like, fighting the little negative voices that come in, like...
I mean, yeah, they're my, like, closest friends and confidants.
4 a.m. conferences, as you call them, press conferences. It was a bit like, there were a few moments where I was like, no, Tom, no, that is not true. Stop worrying about that. Stop thinking about this. This is what we're doing today. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny, isn't it? Like, in the moment of like, oh, everything is lovely. This is such a lovely thing to be doing. Like... Oh, who are these people? Who's invited them? Like, suddenly these thoughts have arrived. But,
yeah, and I think it's that thing of going, oh, well, I've wanted to do something like this for such a long time. Don't fuck up.
Yeah.
Because this is your only chance. You only get one chance. Don't fuck up. If this goes wrong, you'll be living in a bed for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
Or you'll be living in that room at your parents' house for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
You'll never have anything nice and you'll deserve all.
Oh, my God.
But I am so pleased and proud of you, and I'm sure all of our listeners are delighted. And we all can't wait to watch it. And no more should be said about the bake-off in case you lose the job.
Well, yes, I don't think I've said anything too revealing.
No, you're not. You've said exactly what you're allowed to say. You've said basically exactly what they said in the press release.
I mean, I've not gone very far over that, other than we start early, and it's fun. But
that's great.
But yeah,
it's really exciting.
It's very nice. Yeah, I'm sort of a bit. I don't know. I feel like there is a social media lockdown on the whole thing, so I'm still finding my way. Like Liam and I put a picture up of Liam. He put a story up with me in it. As we were walking back from lunch the other day, which we cleared. But I think you have to be careful, don't you?
I think I like to keep a little element of mystery around it.
Mm, mm.
To keep it
Yeah.
You know. But yeah. I think that's nice because then when it comes out, everyone will be really excited and feel like they don't know anything about it, which is lovely.
That's it, isn't it? That's it. And we're really excited about it. So it's all good. But how are you feeling? What did you do after the show last night?
Oh, I got really drunk with my mom.
Oh, lovely. You went for a burger. Is this correct?
This is correct. I went to Byron.
A lovely choice. Lovely
and,
choice.
And my mama came up, my auntie and my cousin and a group of friends came to the record and my girlfriend. And it was just really fun.
She was exhausted, of course, the girlfriend, from all those rain sounds she's had to hear.
Yeah,
all
I mean, she's not slept in months.
Poor girl.
But it's just been really, it's really nice. And it's been really nice to just, I don't know, get something. I really, really wanted it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the listeners, there's those things, aren't you, that you sort of decide that are benchmarks of stuff that you'd really like. And I've always just wanted to do a sort of special of a show or a, just to have a thing to say, this is the thing that I did. Because with stand-up, it's also fleeting. You have these wonderful moments on stage where you go, oh, well, I played, this lovely theatre in Hastings, or I did this, and it was just this moment with me and those people, and that was it, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And you tour shows, don't you? And then once you've done your last tour show, you know, I know some people obviously do DVDs and things, but that's...
Well, I mean, the DVD thing is sort of quite...
It's not happening
because
now.
Because people don't have DVD players.
No one...
So a special is the thing.
And so it was nice to do it, and it was nice. I got maybe 5 minutes, 6 minutes into my set, and I relaxed. And I was I am making a decision to enjoy this because I am so lucky to do it, and I really want to do it. And so many people would love to be in this position right now. And everyone that's here, they didn't know that they were necessarily there for me. They knew they were there for the taping of these BBC specials that they're doing. And I was just like, I'm just going to have fun. Because that's what they want to see.
Yeah.
They want to see someone having fun. And so it was just it was just a blast.
It's one of those things of once you relax into it.
And I think it's the same in a job interview or something. Mm. As soon as you've sort of got a little bit of it out of the way, you can sort of go, oh, well, this is who I really am.
Yeah.
And this is why I want the job or why I think I'll be great at that.
Yeah.
So I think, it was lovely, and it was just a nice thing to do, and I feel really lucky to have done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be wonderful. But it's funny, isn't it, how those kind of nerves creep in. I guess they do serve a purpose, don't they, I suppose. Here we are.
Well, I remember my singing teacher when I was growing up.
Who came to our show in Portsmouth? Estella
Lloyd.
Estella Lloyd, of course.
She was lovely. She is lovely. She's not dead, but she was a lovely singing teacher when I was a kid.
Lovely voice, Susie Scott.
Well,
a lot of people
don't
realise that.
I don't
Susie
anymore.
Susie, you did competitions.
I did, but then I
got on the fags, literally.
Literally got on the fags. I don't smoke anymore, but I did for a bit. And by a bit, I mean about 8 years.
Did you?
Yeah, but everyone is always really surprised that I was a smoker because I've always done yoga. I was sneaky. But it was a nerve thing.
Yeah, what in hot yoga? Imagine you smoking while you were doing yoga.
Imagine lighting up a fag in a yoga. Can you imagine the rage?
I would love to see
it. It would be, because some of the yoga places that you go to are just the mums. Felix and Harlow are at school. The nanny's got the baby. They're just getting an hour, just an hour for myself in between my other 2 hours for myself.
This is really important for me.
Imagine if I lit up.
Oh god.
A fag.
Oh my god.
Do you think? Like a Lambert and Butler. One of the ones that are really long that are a fag and a half.
Oh, are they?
But yeah, it's. Yeah, that would be hilarious. But yeah, I think, and she would always say about nerves, she'd say the day that you stop getting nervous should be the day that you give up. Because it means that you don't care. Estella Lloyd said that.
That is very good advice.
Isn't it? Because
It is about caring.
Because it's caring. I really, really want, and it's the same with the tour shows or any gig that I do, really. Little club gigs that I'd go to. I've just remembered something that I need to tell you.
It's
quite funny. But any show that I do, I want, people have paid money or people have given up time to make an effort to go and watch you. And I think I should give it my absolute all. I should give it my absolute best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because they deserve that. Right. Okay. So this is what I want to tell you. My hair's quite short at the moment. I went to a barber's.
Did you?
And it's a little bit shorter than normal. I like it, but it's a little bit shorter than normal.
I like it.
And it was shorter than this. Oh. Actually, do you know what? No, this is a different haircut. I have my haircut so frequently. Okay. It was the haircut before this. It's haircut 100.
How often do you get your haircut? Once a week?
No, I get my haircut like once a month, once. Okay. Because it grows quite quickly. Anyway, sure. I went to a barber's at the bottom of my house. Like, yeah. There's like, so I live in like a block of flats that has shops at the bottom.
Mm.
And there's this guy, I think he's called like Ozeems.
Okay.
I haven't told you this story already, have I?
I don't think so.
No, anyway, he cut my hair really short and they're like, what can you do? What can you say? You can't be like, oh no, could you pick up the scraps of hair from the floor and stick them on, please? So I didn't want it that short.
But that's what Ozeem does. So that's what Ozeem does.
And I think he was really confused about me being in there because outside it says ladies and gentlemen's haircuts. And then I came in with short hair and he was like, what am I supposed to do with this? So he went too short.
I've seen hair before.
Well, you'd think so. Anyway, mm-hmm. I was in the. So the next day I went to Birmingham to play Just the Tonic. And it was lovely. And I was in the toilet cubicle. I came out of the cubicle and I was at the sort of the sink bank, for want of a better word, washing my hands.
As one does.
And a woman came out behind me and went, this is the ladies' toilets. And I went, I am a lady. And then she said, yeah, I know. It was so she did know, like misgendered me.
And just did not know
what to do. She was clearly absolutely mortified. I mean, I then immediately went out and told the story on stage, which I think probably made her more embarrassed.
Did she come up to you?
No, but it was. I left quite quickly, but it was.
But that's interesting because I mean, maybe that's just in our metropolitan liberal elite way.
Yeah,
like mixed gender toilet. Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
gender free, gender neutral toilets. Feels like they're quite commonplace now.
Oh, I mean, but not at Just the Tonic Birmingham. Oh, my God. It was. Oh. She was so embarrassed.
Were there other people in the room?
No. Well, there were, but I don't know if they heard. But I wonder if that's something that has happened to any of the podcast listeners. Because I think certainly for a girl with short hair.
I can't imagine there's any girls with short hair who listen to this.
No. Sorry. I keep
Susie,
forgetting
I don't know what you're talking about.
Target demographic
nobody listening to this has short hair, Susie. What are you thinking?
But being misgendered is really weird because you.
Tell me about it.
I mean, I'm sure people. Excuse me, madam. Well, I've been in gay bars. Clang.
Oh.
I've been in gay bars where. I've been dancing.
Sure.
You know how I like to dance.
She loves to dance.
She likes to dance.
She's
and a guy has come up behind me.
Uh-oh.
And like sort of put his hand on my bum.
Oh.
And then I've turned around and he's been like, oh, you're a girl.
Oh.
Thinking that I was a boy. I think I'm a twink, I've decided.
There's a thing I got sent by. I did the gig on the Cutty Sark yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was super fun.
Oh, yeah. Tom runs a gig on. If you're in London.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. It's really fun.
Look it up.
Cutty
Sark,
we do them once a month. And it was a really interesting lineup last night of
gays
basically, and one non-gay, but who was also
token.
Yes, a lovely person. I can't remember what I was going to say now
about being misgendered or about gender neutral.
What was I going to say? Oh God, I'm an idiot.
There was someone on the bill last night.
They sent me afterwards. Sorry. A link to a like thing, this is not a great podcast. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, everybody.
Are you really tired?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But like a thing that describes the different types of gays.
Okay, brilliant.
Like a questionnaire where you fill it in, like, what's your age, what's your weight, what's your height,
what's your body hair?
Yeah.
Can we do it for me?
Yeah.
Can we find out what I am? And I'm assuming it's just for gay men because everything is.
Now that's not true.
Hey guys.
Oh my God, what is this? Where has it gone? I think it's in the mentions.
So you can find out what kind of gay you are.
Yeah, now where did this... Now, I don't... Oh, sorry, just a second. Sorry, this might take a moment that we can take out. So, Rod, from the audience last night, who was a very nice man, we chatted to him for a bit. He'd run into his friend Val. Anyway.
Val, female male?
Female. Is there a male Val?
Val Kilner?
Is he a man? I don't know. Now, I don't know who this is, this website. But
okay, sure. But I'm listening.
Anyway, the test is, and it comes up with a big... I'm sure you can... I mean, I feel like I could share it. I don't know. But they're probably doing something sinister with the information. Gay Cliques Census. Okay. And you fill it in. Right. So, and it's got like a pie chart, and it's got all the different types of gays.
Okay.
For example, twink, gay men. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sure there's one for gay women.
Probably not.
Don't care.
We're probably all busy doing some good charity work and making
probably. Probably, yeah. You're all, you know, on a march or something.
Well, somebody has to, darling. These walking shoes aren't going to work themselves.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Whereas I can't go out in the rain. Does my hair in. So, twink, otter, cubs, bears, pups.
What's a pup?
Can I click on it? Do I find it? Pups. One standard. So a pup is defined. Oh, this is difficult. Oh, pup. Yeah, here we go. So they're usually about 22 years old.
Right.
They are, what is that one? They are 162 pounds.
I'll have 162 pounds. That sounds like you're at the delicatessen.
I know, doesn't it? Yeah. And they've got, what else am I saying here? They are 70 inches. What's that? I don't know.
Tall?
Average hairiness. Right. 162 pounds, 22 years old, 5'9", waist 32 inch, density, average body. That is a pup. Who knew? Then there's gym bunny, chub, yep. Wolf, muscle cub, muscle pup, chaser, muscle bear, gym rat, daddies, gainer, bull. Did not understand what a bull is.
I don't know what a gainer is. Like Gloria.
I assume so. A gainer? Hang on, I've got to turn that one off. Oh, God. Gainer? What won't tell me? Anyway, let's do the thing on you, because God knows how this is going to sound on the podcast. How old? We've got to ask you questions, though.
Okay, go for it.
How old?
32.
Goodness me. Okay, height?
I'm like 5'8".
Same as me. I think we know which way this is going. Now, I have to ask your waist size. Are you happy to say that?
I'm happy to say that. I'm a 29-inch.
Same as me. Okay. Is it rude to ask weight?
No, not at all. I think I'm about 70 kgs.
That's what I was around, yeah.
I mean, are we the same? Am I going to find out we're the same?
Body hair, completely smooth, less hairy, average, hairier, extremely hairy.
Extremely hairy. I would say smooth.
Completely smooth. Now, yeah. This is where, that's the only difference between us. So, define me. Then you have to click on define me. Right.
Okay.
Define me. What does it say? Gym bunny. You are a gym bunny.
Oh, so I'm going to start picking up at the gym.
You are least like... The next closest match was gym rat.
Oh,
you are least like a bull. You are least like a bull.
And what is a bull?
We still don't know.
Well,
so gym bunny, 28 years old.
I'll be younger, sure.
31. I don't know what that one is. Waist? Yeah, no, I don't know. Anyway, well done, Gym Bunny.
Gym Bunny.
Suits you.
There's also different types of lesbians.
No, there isn't.
Yep. Do you want to hear them?
No.
Okay, then. Please that's the end of the podcast.
Thanks for listening. No, tell me, what are they?
Right, okay, so here we go. There's the activist.
Is that actually a one?
Yep.
No.
Yes, way.
Way. Way.
Characterized by a passion for social justice.
I mean, bet. Who, yeah. Kelsey
That's
Prince.
All of us, right?
Sure.
The lipstick lesbian, girly, feminized, short skirts, you know the drill.
Mm.
The chapstick lesbian.
What's that?
Well, that's somewhere between a butch and a lipstick.
Wow, interesting.
Okay, so like you might be a bit masculine, but you're also a bit girly.
Okay.
She's happiest in jeans and a button down.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Untucked?
Oh, I would always go tucked. Sorry, what are we talking about?
I don't know. With that, you know, I'm imagining in my mind. In my mind's eye, it's a girl wearing an oversized Ralph Lauren button-down shirt, untucked, slightly oversized, over like I want to say patent trousers, but maybe not.
I think you could do that
rather than tucked in. But I don't know why that's such a big deal for me.
I don't know, Tom, but it's good that you know.
It's a big thing.
Then
yeah.
There's the butch.
Define what is butch?
So presents herself as tough, sometimes makeup free.
Okay.
Masculine in one way or another. It doesn't mean that she's trying to look like a man. She may just be subverting your idea of what a woman should look like. She can also look hot as hell in the process.
You sure?
A stone butch.
What's that?
It's a sex
thing.
Like
a stone bass? Is it like a stone bass?
It's like a stone bass. It's someone that doesn't really like being touched.
Oh. Mm. So it's sort of a dominant. Is yes. it like a, is it a
yeah,
status
like a
thing?
Dom. Yeah, like I a think dom. So. Yeah. yeah. Okay, the like boy, B-O-I lesbian.
Oh,
so quirky spelling. Like the,
a bit like Tammy with an I.
A bit like Tammy with an I. Female, but boyish. Female looking, but very boyish.
Mm-hmm.
The power lesbian. She has her shit together. Sure. She's the leader in her field.
Yeah.
She's the best surgeon, the best lawyer, the best policymaker. She's a busy woman.
Goodness me. I don't know if I'd want my surgeon to be also a policymaker.
Can you just, like, get my spleen out and then, like, do whatever else needs to
We can talk
that?
About this.
The has-been lesbian.
The what?
Has-been.
What does that mean? Somebody
a woman
used to be a lesbian?
Who used to identify as a lesbian but now exclusively dates men.
Oh, okay. Has-been, that's funny.
The lug.
What's Wait, that?
The lesbian until graduation.
Into so graduation someone, into what?
Well, someone who sort of explores the sexuality during college or university.
Okay, and then, that was just something I did at college.
Yes, I was, yeah. The sport dyke. This is very American, by the way.
Yeah, a lot of these terms are, I think, the ones I... Yeah. America, I think, really likes to go...
To
like,
put people in boxes.
A bit, yeah. Like, the pup, the blah, blah. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, he's such a blah, blah.
So, sports dykes, a lesbian into sport. I mean, sometimes it really is what it says on the tin.
Yes, that does... that. Yeah, that all
The baby dyke.
What's that?
So, she's like...
All of these have gone, what's just, that?
Someone that's sort of just come out. You could sort of imagine a baby dyke. Okay, Tom, you and I, J-O-I... Yeah. On a Saturday night, you know, the downstairs bit where all the girls go.
Yes.
They're the
Almost
kind of...
Almost seems like a youth club down there, doesn't it? They could have a snooker table in it.
Yeah, it is often like a youth club. I would say Baby Dyke would often have... and I'm not slagging them off at all. I may have been one at one point, but certainly most of my friends were. maybe asymmetric haircuts.
Okay.
Quite boyish. Maybe some eyeliner.
Maybe just come into it in the last sort of couple of... Or been, you know, expressing it for the first time.
Yes. And doing that thing that I think a lot of us have done where we're like, we want to show that we're gay because we want our community to see us so you can be like, oh, you're like me.
Yeah.
That would I say what a baby dyke is.
Oh, that's, and a nice, that's a nice role. That sounds... That's the one that has spurred the most chat amongst us, interestingly. Like the young... The one exploring it is very interesting, I think.
That's the different types. I don't know if I fit into any of those.
Is there a test we can do to find out?
No, I've just checked that I am definitely gay still, so...
Okay, well...
The podcast can continue.
Great news on the test. Great test results. What would you describe yourself as anything?
I don't know. I just think I'm somewhere in the mix of all of them. I'm sort of, I'm quite boyish, but I always wear makeup. I don't leave the house without makeup, which I know isn't necessarily a good thing.
Mm.
It's just how I feel confident.
Yeah.
I like wearing quite masculine clothes. I wear a lot of men's suits, but I like my hair and my makeup and my lipstick to be quite, like I like my lipstick to be quite bright. So it's very obvious that I'm female.
I feel like you're the power... Was that one?
The power layers. The surgeon that's also making policies.
Yeah, I feel like that's you. Best
in your field. I am making a lot of policies.
Some of those policies have been very interesting, may I say.
I think that we're all a mixture of lots of things. But I think that idea of wanting to like place yourself within a group is sometimes...
Yes. Go on.
A way of... Feeling sort of connected to other people. And I think it's not just
like
a gay
it.
Thing. I think, like, nerds might...
And
I don't mean nerd in a negative way, but, like,
no,
nerds being
do
like,
do people take it
in
a negative way? I thought it's celebrated now, isn't it?
School, being called a nerd wouldn't have been a cool thing, but, like, I'm, like, a DC nerd for someone that's into, like, superhero stuff.
Oh, all of that.
Or, like,
bullshit.
A Marvel nerd.
I mean,
or
interesting stuff.
And I think, like, like a comic book geek and that sort of thing, or... You know, I think we quite like finding those tribes to sort of hang.
And also kind of
on.
Often like, I kind of like it when people take something which is taken as a slur and then they turn it into their thing.
Yeah, totally. I think that's really fun.
Because
it takes the...
sting.
Oh, I think it takes the sting out, but also it takes ownership of being like, you can call me that. I don't care about your opinion. Here's a funny thing. You're calling me something mean. Give a shit.
Yeah.
I remember I was at a comedy club a little while ago and someone... Before I'd got to the microphone, someone shouted dyke. And I was like, I mean, mate, this is so simple. Like, you're literally doing say what you see.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want, 10 points? Like, I know I'm gay. Why would I be offended by it?
Exactly. And also, that's a bit of a dated one now.
Yeah.
There's much more offensive ones out there.
Yeah, if you're willing to do the research, there's a...
You could have done a lot better there, mate.
You really could have. Now, Tom, we just about finished the podcast, but other than obviously your wonderful Bake Off news, you're on tour all over the bloody country.
I'm on tour. I also wanted to say apologies to anybody. There are about 10 dates that we had to move because of the Bake Off filming, and I'm very sorry to anybody who's been caught up in that. And
but I'm sure
I hope you'll forgive
everyone
me.
Understands that people these have been things very do kind. Just happen.
We have rescheduled, I think, all of them now. So if it's one of your ones, it will have been... you would have been emailed by now, I think. They basically, it's not all of them, but there's a few of them during.
And you'll know, you will have, don't yeah, listen yeah. now and think, oh my God, has mine been it. Moved?
Yeah, you would have been emailed. Yeah, we're on top of that. So, but thank you for your understanding to those people who we had to reschedule. I hope you can make the new date.
And your Soho run, when is that? If you're
that's in
London
April,
based?
And there's also some July dates as well.
Lovely.
So all the details are on tomindeed.com. It would be lovely to see you there. We've been having a nice time on the road with it so far. I really like it. It's lovely to see all of you guys. We love it. And often people come up to me and say, how's Susie?
Oh, that's nice. People do that to me as well.
They
how's
ask, how's
Tom?
Susie? Susie's fine.
Susie, yeah, I talk about myself in third person.
But you have your tour dates and your Soho run.
Yes, my tour dates and my Soho run. So my tour will be visiting Reading, Salford, Bristol, Brighton, Crawley, Nottingham, Birmingham, Coventry and Southend and Portsmouth, which is very exciting.
That's
and
extra dates. It's the last time.
I've added a couple, yeah. Mm. Yeah, which is getting exciting. Lovely podcast listeners know it's all a bit scary from my first time going out by myself and hoping that there'll be an audience, but it looks like there's going to be,
there
so that's very exciting. And I'll be at the Soho Theatre from the 12th of March to the 17th of March, which is quite soon. Which I'm really
wonderful.
Looking forward to.
And details are available at susieruffle.com.
They are indeed. And you can get in touch with us on Twitter, on Instagram.
Yeah.
And also if you want to email in, we've had some really, really lovely emails.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The last
you sent
little
me that
while.
Lovely one the other day.
Yeah, people just getting in touch, just being lovely. I never want to give full names in case people don't want to do that, but we received a lovely email from Gabby saying how she was trying to live her best life and the podcast had really helped her sort of worry a little bit less and make sort of bigger leaps into doing stuff, which I was so pleased to hear about.
Yeah,
a lovely guy called David got in touch, a guy called Craig, who also said that he really enjoyed your show in Tunbridge Wells. So, of course,
oh,
I hate
yes.
him.
Oh, yes, it was from Craig.
Louise, Karen, Tom... A guy called Reese, Lawrence, who I just have fallen in love with a little bit, who's a straight, like-minded friend who'd recently come out of a relationship and had some very similar feelings to what I had last year when I was talking about the breakup, and he said that it was sort of nice to hear someone was going through a similar thing. So when you email in, please don't ever think they're not read. I read all of them, and I'm always, and so does Tom, and we're always so delighted to hear from you. So if you ever want to send a message or indeed suggest a topic
for
an episode,
we love
that.
Saves us a job. We love that.
Yeah, please do get in touch. It is chattolikemindedfriends@gmail.com. But as ever, there's loads of ways to get in touch. But or leave a review.
Leave a review.
Yeah, if you think this is a 3 out of 5 star
don't
podcast,
leave a review.
Don't leave a review.
Do not leave that
we
review.
We want 4s and 5s, guys. Like, don't bring it down.
Don't bring the mood down.
And we really appreciate you listening, and we love doing it. So thanks very much. And
thanks
we'll
very much.
Speak
we'll
to
speak
you.
Speak to you in a little while.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.